Well, Nantes, long rated as the best place to live, is Nantes, the capital of Britain. Of Brittany. Conor Parr, travel journalist. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon.
Well, let's talk about Nantes. I've just been Googling it here and it does look like a fascinating place.
Well, it is. It is a fascinating place. Just a point there on you mentioning it as the capital of Brittany. It is historically, but actually, since the 1950s, they moved around all the boundaries of the different regions, and it's a big bone of contention still with Nantes. It is indeed, yeah. In fact, the regions were moved around again only last week, and they were hoping that Nantes would be reincluded in Brittany officially again.
But, so, has it been put into Normandy then?
No, it's not. It's Pays de la Loire is the name of the department.
Wow, okay.
So it's just south of Brittany. But everyone in Nantes, I mean, most people in Nantes consider themselves Breton, and you see graffiti to that effect.
Wow.
Around the place, yeah.
Isn't that amazing when you go through France? You don't actually get that feeling, because I go up around that area myself. I've never been to Nantes, but up around Normandy, all this sort of territorial... I suppose we're like that here ourselves, aren't we?
Well, we are, of course.
Yeah.
You go to Kerry and Cork and everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And don't you dare tell a Cork person they're from Dublin.
No.
So let's talk about it as a destination.
Yeah, Nantes is great. I mean, it's very much a revitalized city. It got two kind of hammerings, I suppose. The first one was in the Second World War, which was badly bombed. And then in the 1980s, they suffered a big setback because it was a main shipbuilding centre, and all the shipbuilding stopped in the late 80s. So, but under the guidance of Jean-Marc Ayrault, who was up until very recently the Prime Minister of France, they really reinvented the whole place, and they concentrated, I suppose, on the artistic and the creative. So that, like, for example, one of the highlights really of Nantes and the unmissable things that you have to see is on the Ile de Nantes, the island of Nantes, and that's where there was a huge shipbuilding industry. Years ago, but now you have these grown men designing these machines and making these dreams come to life, if you like. They've had a few big projects. The famous one, of course, is the big elephant. It's this gigantic mechanical elephant that you sit on and just go for a spin around on. It's the craziest thing ever, but it's brilliant fun, you know.
So, I mean, Nantes, just geographically, it's on the coast.
No, it's actually inland. It's about 30 to 40 kilometres inland.
I'm surprised you say that to me, as it was a huge, big shipbuilding original destination.
But, because it's on the Loire in a very wide path.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, and you really, at that point, you feel like you're on the sea.
Okay.
Officially, it's not. It's inland.
No, the only reason I asked that, I was up myself at seeing the Titanic about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, the whole launching of... That's why I'm thinking, how would they launch big boats into whatever? But, of course, it's launched into the Loire Valley and off they go into the sea.
Yeah.
But now it's all changed and it's become a artist sort of area, cultural history. So what would people do in Nantes?
Well, I suppose first of all, it is a vibrant spot, and there's no end of things, places to go that are very different and a bit unique. You know, like there's a place that claims to be, you know, it has a good vibrant nightlife in the city centre. You know, you've got just a world of cafes, from the kind of Belle Epoque kind of cafes, you know, of the old style, up to very modern sort of warehouses converted into grungy type pizza places, you know. So you have that sort of vitality and weird clash of styles that works very well with Nantes. You have plenty of history as well. Of course, you have the castle of the Dukes of Brittany is there, and that's well worth a visit, which is right on the river. You've got these beautiful old 19th century squares, most of which were completely rebuilt after Second World War bombing.
And did they rebuild them in the image of the old buildings?
They did, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially
wow,
around,
it's amazing.
Place Royale would be one of the kind of classic examples like of that, you know.
Yeah.
And that would be in the heart of what you would call the old city, I suppose, now. Because there's a real mixture of styles in Nantes. It's not like Paris where you've got the same 19th century buildings all over the place and very pretty, you know.
Yeah.
There are very pretty parts, and then there are very big, wide industrial spaces, but they've all been used very well, you know. I mean, there's another place called the LU, and if anyone knows biscuits in France, you know that that's a very familiar
name. Yeah.
But they used to have the factory right in the middle of the city, and now it's moved out. But that old factory is called, still called the L.U. de Lou, but they've called it Lieu Unique, which means the unique place. And in there you have fantastic, nice cafes. You've got just very interesting use of space. For example, they've got these crazy games where you can play three-dimensional basketball, you know, and run races against yourself. It sounds completely stupid, but it's great fun.
And of course, Nantes then is sort of the gateway to so many other things on the Loire Valley.
It is indeed, yeah. You just have to, you know, you can get in the car and drive up if you have the car with you. And
yeah.
It's about 3.5 hour drive from either Cherbourg or Roscoff, depending on which way you come in the ferry, if you're coming by ferry. And you've only a couple of hours up the river there, and you get to some very nice places. You know, you can get to see all the just long collection of great castles you can see in the Loire Valley, and it's a very, very different atmosphere.
And of course, if you're keen on a little taste of wine, you've got the lovely vineyards that sort of line that area. Am I correct saying
yes,
that?
Yes, indeed, yeah. Mm. You've got the Loire Valley lines, which are wines, which are really superb. You know, I don't know if for anyone, it depends on what you like, of course. But,
yeah.
But you've got, being France, you've just got a fantastic range and very, very low prices. And Loire Valley lines, if Loire Valley wines, I think I've had too much already today.
It's the sun. It's the sun. It's gone to our heads.
But they're an interesting one. You know, if people aren't used to them, because they're not so widely available as they should be, maybe in Ireland. You know.
Yeah.
And it's a great place to discover them. Really great.
So would Nantes be a definite stop on the roadmap heading down south? Would it be worth the stop, worth the history, worth the education, families, you know, an all-rounder?
Definitely, yeah. I think it's got something to please everyone. And
yeah.
It's a fantastic place, I would say, particularly for a stopover on the way back. That seems to catch a lot of families on their ferry holiday. You know, on the way back, they usually have hours and hours to kill.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can just slip off the motorway into Nantes City, and you can go to somewhere like the Ile de Nantes. It's just fantastic for kids, you know, because that's where they do all the various machines, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's super, yeah.
That is a fantastic stopover, because it is just perfect, because you won't have to go way out of your way, and at the same time, you really entertain yourself for a few hours. And then the mammy and daddy can sort of, once they're finished looking at that, can slip over to the other side of the river and go to somewhere like the Place Royale and have a nice coffee in a Belle Epoque.
Oh, yeah. Lovely. Now, tell us about your website, your French website.
Yeah, Toute la France there. It's running now for a good few months. It's T-O-O-T is how it's spelled, in fact, Toute la France.
Yeah.
.ie. And Toute la France really it brings France to the Irish reader. It's a site that it's an online magazine. It's the first of its type in Ireland, because it brings news, views, interviews, lots of travel, food and wine, and whatever you're having yourself from France.
Right, so it's a great place to go for tips, ideas, suggestions,
yep.
Hotels, campsites. So if anybody's travelling through France or going for a weekend to Paris or whatever, is this the site for them to visit?
Most certainly, yes, because you'll get a very good all-round feel for France even before you go, and there are plenty of travel tips as well there from various parts.
Great. Well, that's toutelafrance.ie. Conor Power, travel journalist, as always, most entertaining and full of great ideas and information. Thank you for joining us on Talk Travel this afternoon.
Thank you.